Chapter 5 Football Heroes. A lot of my teachers thought that I was lazy, but during the next few weeks, we all trained at the park every day after school. On Saturdays, we trained early in the morning too. One Sunday afternoon, we played a friendly game with the women's team from Brighton University. There were about 13 students on the field, all with different football skills. "I want you to learn from them, and they can learn from you," said Rhiannon. "Do you think that they want to learn from us?" Ali asked. "Adults never listen to young people where I'm from." "They really want to learn from you," Rhiannon replied. Now we all had football boots and Ali had shin guards and goalkeeper gloves. The best thing was that Mai and Dad were both here to watch us. It was good to see them standing together without arguing. Team Blue was playing Team Yellow. After that, Team Green was playing Team Red. Team Yellow was Ali, Steph, and 3 university students. Team Blue was me and 4 university students. The other players in my team were really good. I was one of the shortest players in Bramrock Stars, and I felt even shorter here. It was 5 minutes before anybody on Team Blue passed the ball to me. Finally, I could go. Right foot, left foot, right foot. Then I saw Mai and Dad talking. Were they arguing? I lost focus and a Team Yellow player stole the ball from me. A few seconds later, I had the ball again. This time, I wasn't going to lose it. Mai and Dad were still not watching the game, and I could see that Mai was angry with Dad. I tried to score a goal, but Ali saved it. It was a good save from Ali and a bad shot from me. After the game, I ran to Dad. Mai wasn't with him. "Where's Mai?"
"Mum is sorry, but she couldn't stay," Dad said and hugged me.
"That was a great game, Jazz. You're a super striker." I wasn't a super striker. I didn't score any goals, I thought. Did Mai leave early because I didn't score? Next time, I mustn't make any mistakes. At our next training day, we practiced dribbling and passing the ball. Then we talked about our football heroes. "Mine's David Seaman," Ali said. "He was the goalkeeper for England in the 1990s. He played for England 75 times. He had safe hands. That's his special skill." "Every goalkeeper wants safe hands," Rhiannon said. "Becky Spencer is a great female goalkeeper. Watch videos of some of her saves." "My hero's Raheem Sterling," said Steph. "He does a lot of good things to help people and defends the things that he believes in." Rhiannon nodded. "The things a player does off the football field are as important as the things they do on the field. Because of that, some players become role models for young people."
"My favourite player's Megan Rapinoe," said Layla. "She's American. I like her because she's unpredictable. What will she do next? We don't know. And sometimes," Layla smiled, "she has pink hair."
"If I can't be an actor," Charlie said, "then I want to be like Alex Scott. She was a defender for England. Now she talks about football on TV." Finally, it was my turn. Before I could say a word,
Everybody shouted.
Rachel Yankee!
Hey, I said. Maybe I want to choose another player. Who? Naomi asked. Okay, I laughed. It is Rachel. She's fast and skillful. She's the best left forward ever, and she played for England 129 times. If I don't choose Rachel, then maybe Ji So-yun. Well done, girls. Rhiannon looked at her watch. It's time for me to go to work, and I don't want to be late. She got on her bike and rode away. Suddenly, Zach and his friends arrived.
Oi! Santos Campbell! He shouted. Move! We want to play here now!
We'll train for 5 more minutes and then we'll go, Steph said. Zach didn't look at Steph. He only looked at me.
I said, now!
My face began to get hot. Before I could speak, Layla stepped forward. We're not going anywhere, she said.
Can you hear a little noise? Said Sebastian.
Ali and I moved and stood next to Layla. Zach took some rubbish and threw it all over us.
You!
Ali moved nearer Zach. She wanted to hit him, but Layla stopped her.
Don't do anything, Ali, Layla said, trying not to cry. They're trying to make problems for us.
Then we all stood in front of Ali and Layla. After a long time, the boys moved to the other side of the park.
Zach won't do that again, Naomi said, as we all went quickly to the cafe.
I always thought that Layla was quiet. Today, I discovered that she was a brave girl and that we really were a team, on the football field and off it.